had on last Tuesday the George Slatter from Laugh-In, Ruth Buzzy, Alan Seuss, and of course we were talking about the Laugh-In reunion that was on Valentine's Eve. You got quite a bit of exposure on that show. What was your opinions and thoughts about Laugh-In and your time on the show?
Not here. We'll get into it. Too bad we haven't got 8 hours here. George Slaughter was the first one I auditioned for in 1967 when Monty Kay, who was married to Diane Carroll, worked, had something to do with that show, brought me, told me to go up there. I went up there, this is the time I was doing Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and one of the first songs I sang was just a snip of Mary Doubts and Nosy Doubts and Little Every Tiny. Slaughter heard it, backed up. And then he called in Roland Martin, and they heard this, they cracked up and said, "You're on the show." That was the beginning. It was great to be with him on January 15th of last 93, back in Santa Monica, once more at this reunion. It was like one day in paradise again at the big time.
Really?
It was, but one thing that you never saw on the Laugh-In reunion when they showed it last year after that happening was what happened at the press conference. They asked the question, someone said, "Nothing good is happening on TV today." And they, everyone laughed it off. I said, "The reason it's not happening is because you've got to give, you have to be strong again. You have to take chances." Laugh-In took the chance. The talents are in the hinterland, in small places here in Fall River, whether it's in a small place in Oshkosh. You've got to go back to the rookie farm system and get the new talents and bring them up and take the chances like Laugh-In took. That you never heard on the show.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to take another break, and I just want to tell you what we're going to be playing during, as we go to this break. The Flicker, one of our components here at the BMSX, has got a tape of Tiny Tim singing the Mr. Ed theme. We're going to play that as we go into this break. Listen to this.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
People yakety yak the street and waste your time of day.
But Mr. Ed will never speak
unless he has something to say.
A horse, a horse. And listen to the talk of his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse.